Well, I'm very excited about my next guest. He's renowned across Australia for his commentary and his insights into demographics and all types of trends. He's been a semi-regular visitor to Cairns. In fact, I think he was here in the city earlier this year before COVID shut down the world. Welcome to the King Review, Bernard Salt.
Hi, Gavin. Yes, I am very pleased to be chatting, at least in Cairns. I was there in the middle of February this year before everything changed.
So for those of us living here in paradise with relatively free movement, not that we are going to boast too much about that, you're in Melbourne, I understand?
I am in Melbourne and locked down in Melbourne, and it's been a very, very trying time. I've thought a lot about my time in Cairns and would love to be back there.
Would love to be back. Can you paint us a quick picture for those of us who obviously can't quite relate to the extent that you guys down there have been impacted on this lockdown? Could you just give us a quick picture of what has it been like? It has been, I understand now, one of the longest lockdown periods in the world.
It gets to the point where I forget the days of the week. You forget how long this has been going on. You can't... I have a broken door lock and I can't get someone to the house to actually fix it. You can't walk out even onto the front nature strip without putting a mask on. It's quite oppressive. But after a while, you get into the groove of it and you don't question it. And hopefully this Sunday the situation will be relieved. It is quite confronting when you're watching the news at night and you see people frolicking on the beach at the Gold Coast or at Cairns, for example. So yes, there's a lot of northern envy happening down here at the moment.
Well, that is a perfect segue, because one of the key things I was keen to talk to you about, given your insights and knowledge and experience in terms of population trends and demographics, there's, I think, a real opportunity for a beautiful spot like Cairns to attract people from down south. We have had some fairly flat population growth over the last couple of years. Prior to that, we had some fairly strong above average, certainly above the state average population growth here in Cairns. In your view, in your thinking, is there an opportunity for Cairns in particular to attract almost some COVID refugees, if you like, particularly from Melbourne and Sydney? Is that an opportunity for our city?
Yes, I do. I do think it's a very real possibility. As I read the paper, The Age, this morning, the Melbourne Age, there's a big half-page advertisement by a building company in Tasmania saying, if you're thinking of moving to Tasmania, you know, buy one of our houses. There was another story about the Mornington Peninsula, which is the lifestyle area just outside Metro Melbourne. People looking to sell in the city and then move to a tree change area. So moving interstate or moving to a lifestyle community is very much on the minds of Melburnians. And even just anecdotally, I live in Melbourne's eastern suburbs and everyone is talking about, can we move to people saying they're going to move to, Byron Bay or somewhere where there is a freer lifestyle. People are just fed up with it. Mm. And to have it across winter as well, where there is no football, the place just feels barren at the moment.
double whammy.
It's a double bugger, yeah.
And let's just drill down into that a little bit. There's been, I guess, commentary here locally about, well, people need a job to come to. Obviously, moving, if you've got a great high-paying job in Melbourne or Sydney, and then that similar opportunity or similar salary doesn't exist here in Cairns. That's obviously a big barrier. But in your view, are there other factors that could potentially influence people beyond just securing a job? And we of course think about the whole trend now with which you've written about, of course, in your column in the Oz, working from home. We all know that we can do that now. Looking for a better lifestyle. I mean, is it more than just about having a good job to come to give you a reason to move in this day and age?
Well, access to work was always the sticking point in having people move to lifestyle locations. And that is the great shift that I think is taking place with COVID-19, In fact, it's now official policy with some tech companies. I certainly know Microsoft, and I suspect Google as well in America, that if you wish to remain working from home, then you can remain working from home even after the pandemic has passed. I think there is a cultural shift. Now, this is not for everyone, but you only need 0.5% of people in a Melbourne or Sydney to say, I am now freed from having to live in this city. I can live anywhere I want to. Are you going to move to the wheat belt west of the Great Divide, or are you going to go to far north Queensland and live in the tropics? And I would have thought that the tropic destination, you need to come up with a sea change, tree change, a tropic change, something like that.
I like that. In order to
sell it. I've actually come up with an acronym to describe this movement of people leaving, particularly Melbourne, and looking for lifestyle areas. I've called them the VESPAs, V-E-S-P-A, Virus Escapees Seeking Provincial Australia.
love it.
You need the VESPAs to be scootering up the eastern seaboard in the direction of Cairns. That's the marketing campaign.
And it was very interesting to hear you say that there was a Tasmanian building company advertising or pitching to Melbourne residents in the paper there. What does Cairns need to do? Is there some conversation happening here now about we need to market ourselves? So we market ourselves very well for tourism. We can attract people here on holiday. We've been doing that for decades. But we don't market our city as that livability. We don't market it to those VESPAs to try and attract them north. What do we need to do as a city to try and get in front of people in Melbourne and Sydney to really convince them that it's a wise and great decision to move north?
What struck me about that advertisement in the Age was the sheer in-your-faceness of it.
That's very interesting. It's a very, like you said, it's a very direct, very direct sell. Mm.
If you are fed up with this place, then come here. That's basically what it's saying. And I'm not sure how successful it will be. I haven't heard people talk about Tasmania. I certainly have heard people talk about the south coast of New South Wales because it's so close to Victoria, and certainly around the trendy areas of Byron and even the southeast Queensland. I do think that far north Queensland needs to pitch itself. Very experienced marketers, very, very good at capturing and packaging up that lifestyle for visitors, for tourists, for the exotica of the tropics. That needs to be, or I think can be, packaged in a very direct way. This is not a time to be shy. This is not a time to be reticent, not a time to hide your light under a bushel, I think the term is. Put it out there. There are 5 million Melburnians that many of whom have the means, believe it or not, there's many people who have the ability to say, that sounds good, I'm going to do it, or even to maintain a second residence. So I think there is an opportunity. And it's certainly worth a shot, and especially as the international tourism market is certainly looking weak for the foreseeable future until a vaccine can be established.
And we need to jump on it right now. I think this has been my point on the show the last couple of weeks, has been we need to jump on this now. We need to get in front of people. Whatever our messaging and our marketing collateral is, we need to do it now because the opportunity, as you just said, is right now. Finally, I guess, what are some of the negatives, even if it's anecdotally from your circle and from your discussions over the years, what are some of the negatives about tropical North Queensland, about Cairns, that people might be a hindrance to them considering that big move north?
Well, I suppose the thing for Victorians would be, it sounds absolutely idyllic during Melbourne winter. But what are the summers like? That's what people would say. Mm. But what are the summers like? And, I've been to Cairns and Port Douglas, every month of the year over my career. And it's never been oppressive. And I always turn up in a suit, believe it or not. Mind you, I'm going from airport to hotel to a convention centre or something like that. So again, there's that sort of that perception that it might be unpleasant at a particular time of the year. I think we need to get through that, and then I think sell the exotica, the connections that Cairns offer into there is an international airport, it's a very cosmopolitan community, and very easygoing. The Australianness of it should not be underestimated. The Melbourne market is a little bit European, a little uptight. That sort of looseness, that sort of casualness, that freedom element, I'd love to see that packaged and really put out there. And I think that the Melbourne mindset, particularly at the moment, is up for that. We're fed up with this and we want something different. Yeah. And you turn up and saying, how's this for different? That looks pretty bloody good, I reckon.
Well, I love it. We also have an official no tie rule here in Cairns. So we are very, very, very loose and relaxed. So I love it.
Exactly. I I've travelled around Australia speaking for, 20 years or something. I reckon there's a tie line. You know how you're about to Australia. I want to do a tie line, and anywhere north of Noosa or even north of Caboolture, you just look like a southerner if you've got a tie on.
You look weird. Well, we have Prime Minister Scott Morrison in Cairns this week, and I think even he's not wearing a tie, so he's abiding by that rule. Bernard Salt, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much. I know you're absolutely flat out, but I really appreciate your insights, some really valuable insights and lessons and tips, I think, for Cairns to really put ourselves out there, market our city to those Vespers and increase our population. Fantastic to have you on the King Review. Thanks, Bernard.
Thanks, Kevin.